Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy, happy, happy Saturday. Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. The Everyday Saturday podcast brought to you live and in color. Live from Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, it's great to have you here. July 21st, 2016. Hey, got a question for you. Did you hear the one about the guy whose bills were paid by other people's opinions? Yeah, neither did I, because it never happened. Never happened. Look, quit worrying about what other people are saying, man. They're going to take shots at you no matter what. Look, if somebody doesn't like you, and I know it's impossible to believe, like, here's epiphany. I thought everybody liked me. I did. I thought everybody liked me. In the corporate game, I was everybody's buddy. Made all the sales quotas, a manager of the year, and this and that, whatever you want to call it. Probably wasn't a manager of the year. I know I made a hell of a lot of money, though, compared to what they were paying other managers, okay? So when I stopped being popular was when I started running the whole show and nobody was making any money, man. We had a kind of a rough patch where we were redesigning the sales force and the higher-ups had a big idea and they wanted me to be the lapdog, guinea pig, crash test dummy. It's kind of like that environment. If you've ever been in sales, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, the guys from Mitch and Murray come in and they tell you, hey, we're going to this type of compensation plan and you're going to like it. But they're not the ones that actually tell anybody. It's me or who's ever running the show. Hey, I need you to roll this out. They just talk like this and give them this and that. They'll just buy it. I'm like, yeah, okay, good. Well, I threw that out there. Nobody bought it. Everybody started hating me. And that really bothered me. You know, I'm like, damn, I worked hard. Why doesn't nobody likes me? I'm like, it's leaving me awake at night. Like, nobody likes me. It was costing me my health, my productivity. And then I got out into the, and then quit my job. I'm like, well, this isn't so great anymore. Now nobody likes me, and I'm still stressed out working 80 hours a week. What am I doing this for? Better quit. So I go launch Every Day is Saturday, which you're listening to right now, and just think about that for just a second, okay? Think about all your friends and your family, and you're making 100 grand a year, and you launch a podcast. Now you got no money, but you're going to be this international motivational speaker, changing lives worldwide. And everybody's like, you're a moron. I'm like, oh, no, I don't think I am a moron. Show me an example of somebody who's done what you're trying to do. I didn't have anybody. Like, I didn't know anybody. I mean, I could find somebody on the internet that was a millionaire, but I didn't think $1 million. I'm trying to make like, you know, I think my bills at the time were like $7,000 a month or something crazy like that. You know, I had to pay health insurance and all this stuff. You know, I never really focused on what any of that stuff cost because it was all taken out through my paycheck. And you know, 401k and the contributions and all that. I got really clear on what my bills were every month once I quit my job because now that it was coming out of, you know, what I wasn't making. So here's my point in telling you all of this torturous stuff that happened is whatever anybody thinks of you, look, that means absolutely nothing. You know why? Because it doesn't go at all towards paying your bills, towards your legacy at all. And I'm telling you, at some point, man, you have got to tune that stuff out. Because here's the thing about success, at least the way I viewed it, you know, is that my biggest success happened when I cut everybody out. And it sounds horrible. It doesn't. If you're on the same like plane, if you're thinking like I'm thinking, it doesn't sound horrible at all. But the way I frame that is like cut everybody out. Because like, every now and again, you get, you know, all your family rallies around, we support you. I'm telling you, man, that doesn't happen most of the time because most of the time you just don't find a lot of people who think like you think, who dream like you dream, who want to do the things that you want to do. And again, it doesn't make them bad people, but you can get consumed by the thoughts of others. you can be dragged down, like just this incredible weight that's tied around both of your ankles and just dragging you down. And that is the opinions of the people who you actually are giving them power. Do you understand that? Like, they have no power over you whatsoever. And yeah, I'm sorry, that includes mom and dad, which is, if they're not big supporters of you, that's even the toughest. You know, when your parents are like, oh, you went to college, you know, we spent $200,000 on your education, and you're now building websites, or you're going to be a speaker. What? What are you doing? I mean, my situation, 15 years in corporate. Good Lord, if I had hung on another 10 or so. This year, with the rule, I think it was the rule of 72, you corporate slaves will know what this means. Your years of service plus your age, if it equals 72, you can take early retirement. I'm 48. I would have been 25 years in this year, 26 years in at 74, you know? So I could have retired. I don't even know what that means, what I get, my pension, my 401k. I don't even know. I didn't stick around to find out. It's like, hey, we've got some lovely parting gifts for you if you just stick around. Yeah, I'm out. Peace out. You keep the money. Keep my pension. Keep all that stuff. Don't even care. They didn't even give me my stock options, you know? I didn't even get those at whatever I was earning. Well, you got to be in a C-level executive for 3 years. You're only for a year and a half or something. Okie dokie then. Well, hey, take care, everybody. Here's the point. Didn't matter. Didn't matter because I was giving everybody power over me. Oh, come on. Don't you believe? I mean, don't you get it? Like, I'd go around to people saying, here, well, see what it means? Every day is Saturday. You get it? Like, no, every day's not Saturday. Okay. All right. Well, hey, listen, take care. Now, oh my God, you get it because you listen to this show. Everybody gets it. My target audience gets it. And that's really the aha moment you got to come up with. You need to find individuals, and they're out there. They are. There's so many positive people who want your product, want your service, but you're too busy banging your head against the wall trying to convince everybody who doesn't, who's not a supporter. Hey, you know, like a brother or sister. Hey, you get it? You get what I'm doing? Or a best friend from high school who, you know, you understand? No, I don't get it. I'm in human resources, in charge of resources. I don't really get what you mean. Okay, then. Listen. The person who pays the most attention to somebody else's opinion, I tell you, that person ain't ever getting out of the starting block, you know? And you know there's never a guarantee that you're going to find this incredible success. Let me tell you something. Your vision of success changes 75 times in your first few years anyway. You know, I'm nowhere near I'm not doing what I thought I was originally going to do. I thought originally I'd be a keynote speaker, do this podcast thing, and I don't know, be a game show host or something. I don't know what the hell I was going to do, all right? Not nothing like what I'm doing now, you know? And it's amazing because that's what success really is. Success is the journey. Success is the person that you need to become along the way just to even have a shot at that big dream that you're talking about. But boy, is it fun. Man, oh man, is it fun. Today's July 21st. It's about a billion degrees here in Cincinnati. Spending most of the time inside. I took my kids out and about to Target. Got ice cream. Different things like that. I mean, I just said to my wife, I was out on our deck today. It was before it got really hot. And I just said, there's nobody else in this neighborhood. There's nobody else in this zip code that's doing what I'm doing. Hanging out at 10 o'clock. Just with really nothing to do, just hanging out with the kids. Then I'm not worried, not really stressed. Maybe I should be. I don't know. Got a kid on a ventilator, breathing through a trach tube. I don't know. I guess I'm not stressed at all. Really not, you know? And I said to my wife, I go, there's nobody else in the zip code I know. Out of everybody in my town, nobody feeling as good as I'm feeling today. That is what you're going for. That right there is what you ultimately would love to have. And you're going to have it. You will have that. Now, I don't know how the money flows, and I don't know how many cars you need to be happy. I don't know anything about that. But I know the journey. Wow, that's the success. Journey is the success. But the guy or the girl who thinks they're going to pay their bills based on other people's opinions, no. Homie, don't play that game, okay? Get out. Get after it. Do what it is that you love to do. To hell with the naysayers, man. They ain't paying your bills anyway. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.